This summer's movie season is almost upon us. In a few weeks, we'll be inspired by the feats of cinematic superheroes and clutching our seats in fear as we watch the world's demise. Today, we welcome entertainment reporter and film critic for MLive and the Grand Rapids Press, John Serba, to help us weave through the many films of summer. Welcome to Current State, John.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
I'm excited. There's always fun to talk movies. So what are some of the trends we're going to see this summer with movies? Is it anything new or just the same old summer movie blockbusters?
Well, you know, it's kind of the same every summer. You know, you've got, at least for the past few years, you have a bunch of sequels and you have a bunch of superhero movies. And considering how successful Avengers was last year, I don't think we're going to see that stop anytime soon. So.
Well, the Avengers that you just mentioned, this summer we've got one of them going solo. We have Iron Man in his own film, and this time he's taking on his arch enemy, the Mandarin. And we have a clip here. This is Tony Stark sending a message to his arch enemy.
Here's a little holiday greeting I've been wanting to send to the Mandarin. I just didn't know how to phrase it until now. My name is Tony Stark, and I'm not afraid of you. I know you're a coward, so I've decided that you just died, pal. I'm gonna come get the body. There's no politics here, it's just good old-fashioned revenge. There's no Pentagon, it's just you and me. And on the off chance you're a man, here's my home address. 10880 Malibu Point, 90265. I'll leave the door unlocked. That's what you want, right?
Dark and media savvy as always, Iron Man. Are you looking forward to this film, or what are you expecting from this third installment of Iron Man?
Well, the buzz on Iron Man 3 is pretty good at this point. It's already premiered. It's screened for critics overseas because it opens a week earlier there, and it's getting some good buzz. I think. Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man is one of the better superhero characters out there right now. And in this one, when he says, this is just good old-fashioned revenge, I think it's great that, he's this high-tech, sophisticated hero. And it sounds like he might get a little angry and primitive in this one. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And there's a new director involved. Jon Favreau directed the first two, and they have Shane Black coming in to do this one. So I think a little fresh blood might give it the boost that it needs.
Now, another big superhero film that we have coming out this year is Man of Steel, the Superman reboot. So from the previews so far, it looks different than the last couple of Superman movies. It's a little grittier, I guess, and directed by Zack Snyder of 300 fame, produced by Christopher Nolan of the Dark Knight trilogy. How do you think this reboot's going to compare? The last one was kind of a flop. What do you see for this one?
Well, I think what they learned with the last one is that audiences want gritty. You know, look at how successful Nolan's Batman movies are. Look at how successful the rebooted James Bond is. James Bond is very brooding. He doesn't have the sense of humor anymore. So seeing Zack Snyder give Superman a darker edge, that's really no surprise. That's one of the bigger trends in movies in the last decade or so. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. And notably, Henry Cavill, another pretty much unknown guy coming in and putting the cape on this time. So, you know, Zack Snyder can be, as far as I'm concerned, he can be hit and miss. I loved 300. I loved Watchmen, but Sucker Punch was a big bomb.
Yeah.
And so I'm, you know, my inner 14-year-old comic book nerd really looks forward to seeing what a new creative team can do with Superman.
Now, continuing on with this theme of darkness this summer, there are a lot of movies that are looking at the end of the world or how the world's going to end. And there's a lot of different ways that happens, apparently. We have lots of possibilities. One of those is World War Z. That's the film starring Brad Pitt. And I think it's a zombie film. But from the previews, it's kind of hard to tell what is going on. You know, when you typically see a zombie film, you see the gore and the, you know, the Walking Dead, but these just look like everything just suddenly starts falling over. I don't know what's going on. What do you have any better idea than I do about this film?
Well, no, I don't actually. But you know, it's based on the hit novel, and it stars Brad Pitt. And this is kind of a notoriously troubled production from all the reports coming out. But you know, I think one thing that strikes me about seeing the trailer for it is it's a big scale thing. You know, it's CGI, it's waves and waves of zombies running and tumbling over all over each other, and that's a step away from The Walking Dead, which is blood and guts and gore, and it's, you know, prosthetics and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what zombie, what that niche of filmgoers likes, you know. So I don't know. I don't know how this one's gonna work. I mean, it definitely looks like it's made for the big screen, and it's gonna be, like I said, big, large scale stuff happening. But I don't know. I'm real skeptical about it.
Now, another way the world could potentially end is apparently giant sea monsters are going to rise and destroy us, and we're going to have to fight them off with robots. That would be the plot to Pacific Rim, which is by Guillermo del Toro, of the maker of Pan's Labyrinth, the Hellboy series. Are you looking forward to this one a little more than World War Z? What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, Guillermo del Toro, there's part of me that wishes he would do another Pan's Labyrinth, which was, really dark and haunting kind of unusual horror movie. And this looks like he's going to, he wants to do a throwdown with Michael Bay and Transformers and show him how it's really done. So I'm you know, because Transformers is a big, noisy, visual mess that series is. And so, you know, the thought of seeing men in giant robots battling giant aliens from the deep or whatever they are. Yeah, you know, there's again, that's the kind of thing that tickles your inner 14-year-old. and also fans of Sons of Anarchy will get to see Charlie Hunnam, who's the star of that TV show, on the big screen.
Now, the other kind of end-of-world movie is called The World's End, very different than the other two. This has Simon Pegg, Edgar Wright. You may know them, Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead. Not really the typical blockbuster end-of-the-world movie, but is it still worth a watch?
You know what? This is the movie I think I'd put at A number one as my most anticipated movie this summer. It comes out in August, and that creative team, Edgar Wright, the director, Simon Pegg, and Nick Frost, they do really entertaining, fun stuff. And this is, there isn't even a trailer out for it yet. So this is kind of just me reading a sentence online and going, I need to see this. It's about a group of friends who get back together after 20 years to do a pub crawl, a massive epic pub crawl that they did when they were younger. And when in the midst of it, the apocalypse occurs. So,
you know, you might as well be drinking if the apocalypse is happening. That's the way to go down, right?
Yeah, exactly. And seeing the kind of, you know, they did a great, speaking of zombie movies, Shaun of the Dead was a great riff on zombie movies. It was simultaneously a satire and a love letter. Hot Fuzz was the same thing for, like, cop dramas. And so I'm really interested to see what they have cooking for this new film. And it's actually getting a big push. It was a fall release originally. And so there wasn't, you know, so that kind of marginalized it. But once the finished product came out, the studio said, we need to release this during August, which is a step forward for it commercially. And it's coming out in July, right in the heat of the summer movie season in England, which is where they're from, obviously, the filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think this has a potential to be kind of a sleeper hit during the summer. We'll see.
Next, I want to look at a couple of films that I think are going to cause some debate, maybe some relationship ending films, whether, you know, that's your spouse, that, you know, movies cause arguments. They always do. But first, I want to play a song from one of these films that the preview is scored to this song.
Mm-hmm.
beings and a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer who don't believe in anything?
That does not sound like the 1920s to me at all. That is Jay-Z and Kanye West, No Church in the Wild is the song there. And if you've seen TV, you've probably seen that preview for The Great Gatsby, and this song is playing, and it just causes so many mixed feelings. What do you think about these films? Is it going to be a hot topic of debate? Are you going to go see it even if it's, yeah, I just don't know what to think about it.
Well, you know, this is from Baz Luhrmann. He is an artiste, and he has a reputation for doing this. I mean, he, like Romeo and Juliet, which he did in 1996, which was an update with Leonardo DiCaprio. He's updating The Great Gatsby here with DiCaprio as well. And he also famously inserted Nirvana songs into Moulin Rouge, you know. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of, you know, you want to see a mashup? Here you go. Here's a modern mashup. But he has a really, really artistic eye for things. You know, just the striking thing about the whole look of this movie from the marketing materials and the trailers and all that is this kind of gleaming gold quality to it.
Yes.
And you know, to see him take sacred material, you know, like The Great Gatsby. We all read this in 11th grade, right? You know, this is a classic of 20th century literature, and he's doing his own riff on it. And when people get their panties in a knot about this kind of stuff, it bugs me, because how many times do you see Shakespeare updated, you know?
Yeah.
I've seen Shakespeare plays updated to 1940s gangster settings and things like that. So I really don't see what he's doing as being that much different from that kind of thing. And but it's still gonna ruffle some purists' feathers. And you know, if anything, even if the movie is terrible, I think it's going to be something worth seeing, you know, because Luhrmann has that big cinematic vision. He showed it with Australia a few years ago, even though that was kind of a dud commercially. He showed it with Moulin Rouge. He doesn't make movies that often. It's kind of an event, so.
And it is Amitabh Bachchan who, if you're a fan of Bollywood cinema, his first American film. So
yes,
there's that,
yes,
too. You got to watch out for his little part. and if you don't like the film, the soundtrack looks like it's going to be great. It's got Beyonce, Jack Black, Sia, all of those artists on it. So there, I guess there's that to look forward to as well.
Only Luhrmann could do that.
Yeah. There are also always bust during the summer. What do you think is the biggest movie that could potentially be a bust?
Well, in my mind, there are two, and one is After Earth, because let's put it this way: I was in the theater recently. The trailer for this one comes on. It's got Will Smith. It's this is another post-apocalyptic
end of the world
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, another end of the world thing. Jaden Smith, his son is in it. They play guys who you know, 1,000 years after the world ends, they crash on Earth and they're stranded. And okay, well, you know, we've kind of seen that premise, but it looks promising. And then what comes up on the screen is directed by M. Night Shyamalan. There were audible groans from the audience.
I have a bone to pick with that man about The Last Airbender. I'm going to send him an angry letter someday.
You know, and you thought he bottomed out a couple years prior to that with The Happening. No.
Yeah. Why do they let this guy keep making movies? No. But you think it's a potential bust? Looks high budget, low returns on that?
Quite possibly. But, you know, there's still a part of me that looks back fondly on Shyamalan's earlier films like The Sixth Sense and Unbreakable. This, the one thing this has going for it, and I don't know if audiences care or not, but I kind of do, this is not an original M. Night Shyamalan story. Will Smith came up with this story, had other people write the screenplay, then Shyamalan came on to direct it, and, you know, he tweaked the screenplay as they were working on it. So there's some hope there that Shyamalan will show the flashes, you know, because in the mid and late 90s, people were saying Shyamalan might be the next Hitchcock. You know, he's got a great, you know, great filmmaker sense for suspense. And but then that kind of squandered it. He's in, and he has this kind of big ego, and people are starting to love to hate the guy.
Yeah, very so, very true.
Yeah, and the other another one that looks like a potential bust is the Lone Ranger,
and that has because, Johnny Depp in it. So
yeah,
he typically
you know,
does pretty well in the summer. I feel, but
he does. But this thing, I don't know it. It's got a distinct eau de toilette to it when I see the when I see the trailer, and he plays Tonto in this, and Armie Hammer, who we remember from The Social Network, he plays the Lone Ranger, and I've heard so many people say why about this. I mean, who knows? Maybe. Younger audiences will like it. I don't know, but this one has a distinct potential bomb whiff to it. So we'll see.
Anything you think is going to be a surprise hit this year? Last year, Moonrise Kingdom kind of came out of nowhere, cute little quirky film. Anything else on your radar like that for this summer?
Well, Moonrise Kingdom, just to give you a little background on it, Wes Anderson directed it, and very quirky, and it's not a mainstream film at all, but for him to do $45 million at the box office like that did, that's a big deal, you know. And and the year prior to that, Woody Allen's the Owen Wilson film, I'm blanking at, Midnight in Paris, that did really well during the summer too. So there is a niche for that kind of alternative market where people who want to go to the movies and are sick of being blown away by robots and superheroes. So there's a couple of them. The World's End has potential, like I said, to be a good breakout hit. Much Ado About Nothing is Joss Whedon, you know, of Avengers and Buffy the Vampire Slayer fame.
I would want to see that.
Yeah, exactly. That's getting some good buzz out of the film festival circuit. And it's a modern, you know, a modern take on Shakespeare, as I mentioned before. And another one that that looks pretty compelling is called The Bling Ring, and it's directed by Sofia Coppola, who did Lost in Translation. And it's a true story, well, you know, inspired by a true story about some teenage girls who use the internet to figure out when celebrities are going to be home or not, and then they break into their homes and burglarize them. And Emma Watson is in this, and I think Sofia Coppola is poised to have another breakout movie like Lost in Translation. It's been a while since we've really heard her name mentioned in any kind of significant context. So, and I think this is this might be her shot at you know, being that kind of sleeper this summer.
Well, John, I want to thank you. It was a pleasure speaking with you and helping us sort through all of these films. I have a better idea, I think, of what I want to see this summer. Once again, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem at all. And you know, we this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so many movies coming out. You can't even wrap your head around it. You got to go week by week.
Yeah, you certainly do. John Serba works for MLive and the Grand Rapids Press as an entertainment reporter and film critic. Thanks again.
Thank you.